The city of Seattle has rules about when homeless camps can be cleared out, but they are nearly a decade old. The city department is proposing changes and is asking for the public's input. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
Under the proposal, outreach workers would need to offer homeless people another shelter option before making them move. So far, homeless advocates are saying the city's plan doesn't do enough to support the homeless. Attorney Yuri Radinsky with Columbia Legal Services says it's an improvement in some ways, but
the types of services that the city has to offer includes housing, but can stop well short of it. And what we were hoping to accomplish was to really move people into permanent housing, which is a lasting exit off the streets.
Also, the city isn't required to connect people to shelters if they're already banned from the city's shelters because of behavioral problems. Radinsky says those are some of the most vulnerable people. Among the other proposed changes, the city would need to tell homeless people the exact date their camp would be cleared. And the city would need to return personal belongings to homeless people after their camps were swept. The public input period goes until February 15th. Meanwhile, the ACLU has sued the city on behalf of homeless people who say their personal items have been destroyed during homeless sweeps. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.